Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Coffee Kalipa, short form podcast where we dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each be drinking a little bit of coffee. Now, I got my mug here. I'm feeling right. I just reread Mark Cuban's How to Win at the Sport of Business. And for those of you who don't know who Mark Cuban is, man, just go check out Shark Tank. You know, it's one of my favorite shows, specifically to watch with the kids. You know, I love watching Shark Tank. It really teaches entrepreneurship. It's done a lot, I think, over the last, I don't even know how many years it's been, like 15 seasons or 15 years. They've really kind of reinvested in this idea of entrepreneurship. And I love the show. So I've read the book. I read the book when I was in college, I think, or when I just graduated from college, I read his book and it really inspired me. But I happened to find it. You know, I keep most of the books that I read. I hope you guys do as well. And you never know when you want to revisit those books. And so I was revisiting Mark Cuban's Sport of Business. And I love the name itself, right? I love the idea of like business is a sport. And he talks about this in the book in terms of like preparation, execution. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you're continuing to build and build and build. And the way I like to look at business is the exact same way, that we have to earn our confidence every day in training so that when we go out there to perform, we're best prepared to win. And in this case, maybe you're preparing for a big business meeting, maybe you're preparing for a big launch, etc. Well, anyways, I get to the end of his book and he has the 12 Cuban mantras for success. And one of them at the very end is you only have to be right once. And he goes on to talk about how he's failed more times than not, but that no one keeps score. There are so many ways that each of us can find happiness and success in our endeavors that it never really matters how many times you fail. You only have to be right once. And I was reading that and I was just kind of reflecting on it. I was just thinking about my journey, right? I started working in the health club business when I was really young, like 15. When I graduated from college, I opened up a CrossFit gym, a single location. We then expanded to multiple locations. We then expanded to corporate wellness. We then got into the digital space and we've had some great wins and we've also had some losses. You know, we've had to close some locations. COVID was definitely not very favorable for us. We've lost corporate wellness accounts. We've gained corporate wellness accounts, but it only takes one win, right? One something to really feel like it's propelling you and giving that level of happiness that you're looking for. No one's tracking all your failures. They only look at what you've done from a success perspective, at least as far as I'm concerned. That's what I look at. When you look at someone like Mark Cuban, you don't know about, you know, the powder milk business he had. You don't hear about that. You just hear about that one thing or the few things that just boom, hit it for him. And so I guess the motivation on this Coffee Kalipa is just thinking about it in terms of like more businessy is, you know, how often are people not taking that chance because they're afraid of failing when maybe that one chance could be the time that you truly hit it and you win and that defines what you do for the rest of your life? And it's just something that I'm resonating with is like, you know, you might fail again, but each one of those things were kind of learning lessons and opportunities to grow so that one day you are positioned in that sport to win, like he talks about. So, you know, the big takeaway here is like, you only have to get it right once. So if you feel down, if you feel like you've attempted different business ventures and they just have not been successful, you know, look deep down, earn your confidence every day, and you only have to be right once. That's it. That's the final note in his book. And I just thought it was pretty powerful. I wanted to share it with you guys because something that's on my mind. You know, we've tried a lot of different things as a business. And, you know, right now with Train Hard, that's our digital brand that we're really focused on. We're focused on helping people to train so they can provide and protect and protect themselves and their family, run, jump, climb, provide experiences, but also financially, right? You show up to work and you've been training hard, you exude that confidence. It puts you in a better position to quote unquote win. And that's what we're all about. And Train Hard, is that going to be the thing that, you know, boom, catapults and people look back 10 years ago like, oh, it was all training. It's like, well, maybe, but how about all these other failures or all these other successes I've had that help position us to know where we stand and what we want to represent in the fitness space? And you only have to be right once is what people I think can take away from this conversation. Don't be afraid to go out there and go put in that hard work because you never know when something's going to hit and you never know when something's going to provide you the happiness that you've been striving for your entire life. And it might just be one opportunity away. I hope you and your family are doing well. I hope you guys are training hard. I hope you guys are getting after it. I hope you guys enjoy these podcasts. Go back, check out the other ones, listen to the long form, listen to the Q&As, and most importantly, just keep getting after it. Have a good one.